This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Samir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Glam Mirror, and I have the legendary Danielle Staub. Yes, I called you a legend. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Tabitha. How are you?
I'm great. So for those of you who don't know Danielle, all three of you, she was one of the OGs on the Real Housewives of New Jersey, one of the controversial figures, chair flip gate of Bravo. And Danielle has been on for a few seasons, and you're back this season. And it's been quite a ride watching you. How have you been?
I loved it. I actually, was hesitant at first because mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a few people that do stay connected with, the other ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that term ladies very loosely, that were on the original seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a little hesitation for me because that was like opening the door for,
more hurt.
Wildlife to come into your home mm-hmm. and not like the kind that you want to pet, like a reindeer or, we're talking bears and wolves.
The kind that you want to spear.
The kind that you just kind of want to like freeze so you become the environment so they kind of walk right past you, but they never do for some reason. They always pick up on my scent and boy, do they come out of the woodwork.
Well,
literally.
So, okay. I have to tell you that watching you this season, it's been mind blowing to me because even though I'm a dermatologist, but I also feel like I'm a little bit of a psychiatrist too, because it's been mind blowing to me, Danielle, how people are now backpedaling and not, like you were blamed for everything
mm-hmm.
the first couple of seasons, and you were hated and you were attacked, and all of a sudden now everybody's like, well, we don't really know what Danielle did.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and I had that like instant connection
mm-hmm.
and we got to clarify a little bit what really happened when, she approached me on Facebook and we started chatting. But, she was just really very supportive of me. She couldn't understand why in the world, I was being attacked like that.
Yeah.
And she couldn't understand what I did that was wrong.
So
I think mm-hmm. there's many that are now saying, because now that Melissa has pointed that
mm-hmm.
out, it made it easier for us to talk about the fact that I really did nothing.
it was
just perception of, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them lied and the rest of them swore to it, I guess that made it the truth in perception's eyes. And now people are rewinding all the tapes and going, wait a second.
What happened?
I do remember her kids being there. I do remember that
yeah.
table flip and all the kids were in the room. I do remember certain things that were said about her and the groups were ganging up on her. But why is it people didn't see it from the beginning was an enigma to me. I could never for the life of me figure out what the hell I did but try to just walk away from them constantly. And, it would turn into running eventually. But
running and getting your extensions pulled out.
Yeah. I mean, and now they all know because they all have them. Mm-hmm. That hurts like a bitch. It hurts bad.
Yeah, now that they all have them.
Back then, they were all like, oh, we have real hair. Well, my real hair is attached to the things that you just pulled out of my head.
Yeah.
And now I would love to revisit that and ask them all the same question. Does it hurt now, bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
hurts a little bad.
Everybody who follows Bravo and the Housewives, everybody knows about the table flip. I have to just mention it. As a point of what happened, Teresa flipped the table at a dinner, calling you prostitution whore, said you've been engaged 19 times, flipped the table, came after you and in front of your kids. And you know how you just mentioned, if you look back at that footage, yeah, your kids were there. I think we all forgot that. Or was it never shown? I don't remember.
And they also don't see, now they're going to see it differently now that I pointed out, actually, that none of the kids were removed.
Yeah.
None of the kids. All 11 children were there. And they were all standing behind my children. If you really look again, when they do those flashbacks, you'll see even the little ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the looks on my daughter's faces, I will never forget that.
How old were they at the time?
And Jillian was 9 and Christine was 13.
Okay. So they were little young ladies. And, okay, so I'm watching the reunion, babies. I was watching the reunion, and when they went back and replayed that scene, they did something that I don't remember. And maybe my memory is foggy, that I don't remember them doing during the original taping, in that showing your daughter's expressions for a longer period of time.
They did show it during the original taping, but nobody cared.
They did show it.
They did.
Wow. Yeah,
yep, it's
insane.
All in the original finale.
It's insane because
season one finale.
Yeah, because you know, you were really, if really people didn't like you and nobody really knew why, and they asked Teresa at the reunion what happened, and she couldn't really answer.
No, she's like, oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was because you, and then I go, no, that wasn't the reason, and you know that why I said that, and she goes, well, we don't want to talk about that now. And Melissa was kind of smiling like, okay, but what was the reason?
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's like, well, you told me to pay attention. I'm like, okay, but that came after you were yelling at me and screaming at me. So I said, pay attention, and the table flip happened. But, you know, I know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely know what it was, and I think we clarified it at the reunion, but it wasn't seen.
Well, what is it? Because I still don't know.
Because the rest of Caroline was a puppet master. Teresa's not, she's not controlled, but she wasn't controlled by that, but she was being
affected?
A good friend.
Yeah.
She was being used as a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
So Caroline sat back on her, I'm going to be nice, on her ass. I won't describe what it looks like. And basically just had Jacqueline, who needed validation so badly by Caroline, because I guess she punched her in the face when, you know, she first got married to Chris or something like that. And so I guess she really wanted back into the family. And so she'd do anything, even befriend me and turn on me and use everything against me, like the things that I went through during my childhood that I shared with her. And then she would go tell Teresa a bunch of lies as well. And then so she was doing the work for Caroline. And then Teresa was just trying, I think. And I always thought it then, too. I think all Teresa was doing was thinking she was being a good friend.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that now. I've said it always in every interview. I don't think Teresa did that because she hated me. I think she did it because she thought she was being a good friend. And that's a shame on you for the Manzos and the Loretas. They should have never done that.
I hear you.
Never done that to her.
And also back then.
And I.
And you. And back, and back then it was really all about this book that they were all trying
the
to like.
That none of them were in my life for.
Yeah.
I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
And what the hell did they know about my life? But the minute I put the book on the table and wanted to say, open forum.
Let's talk about this.
The questions you guys want to know, because you seem so anxious to be talking about my life, which you've been a part of for a minute out of, at that time, 44 years. So let's talk.
Yeah.
And that's when all hell broke loose.
Yeah. It's iconic. It's one of the episodes that is the most remembered. I feel like the most promoted ever. You putting that book on the table and Teresa's flip. And also, the second most memorable thing is during the reunion where you actually brought up the fact that she never went to the hospital to visit Melissa's baby, whether that happened or didn't. And then Teresa got up and pushed Andy Cohen, and that was another crazy scene.
Well, she threw him.
Yeah. Yeah, she body slammed him. That woman's strong.
The truth be told, that was on the heels. Me saying that was on the heels of her saying, why didn't you visit Jacqueline in the hospital? Mm-hmm. And the reason I didn't visit Jacqueline in the hospital when she gave birth to Nicholas was because, and even though I drove her during her entire pregnancy to every single solitary doctor's and OBGYN and glucose tolerance, every test, because she can't drive. Mm. She drives, but she's terrified.
Gotcha.
I didn't know that. It comes with psychoses. You know, you're paranoid of everything because you've done so much darkness in your life.
Yeah.
It's just raining on you. So you're terrified of the wind.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to make fun of her a little bit because you know what? She used me.
Mm-hmm.
And then to do that and then write an article in Us Weekly, and it was the one that myself, Dina, and Teresa were on the cover of, and she stated in that article, she is not welcome around my son. She will never see my son. If she comes to the hospital, she will be thrown out.
Teresa,
so
sorry, Jacqueline said this.
I'm supposed to go visit Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
In the hospital and bring flowers? Why?
Yeah.
And a gift? I gave her a baby gift, like 50 of them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest things ever because I thought we
were... You guys
were
close.
Friends.
But she couldn't continue...
I was a friend to her.
Yeah. Well, you were a friend to her, but you couldn't continue that friendship because of her family pressuring her to not be your friend.
Well, you know, that's her problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't need to use me for rides and drive her kids to school and drive her all over the place. She could have just been like, listen, I can't hang out with you. It's causing friction in my family. And
you
I
would have understood.
Listen, I'm the last person to want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't come from a big family. I have my small family now, and I wouldn't want anyone to come between us. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
All she would have had to do was be honest with me. But there wasn't an honest bone, and it still isn't an honest bone in that woman's body.
Yeah. So the other thing I have to say is you've spent a lot of time, though, after the show. I want to take to that period where you weren't in the public eye, you weren't on the show, and I'm sure you felt a lot of hatred from the fan base out there. You weren't on TV anymore. And
only in social media.
Okay. Social media can be a bitch, right?
Anyone meet me that didn't say, wow, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I really like you.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like my mission, but not really my mission, but it was a silent mission that was kind of put upon me to change people's minds one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. But that's a lot
of pressure.
Anyone
I met, I didn't have to think about how to behave. If they walked up to me, whether they knew me from the show or knew me from Acme, I would say, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Without even knowing who they are. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just that person. I will say hello to everybody. I will validate people, and I will make them feel comfortable. But if their energy is fucking my energy up, I will push away without saying a word.
Well, you're a tough lady. You know, you're tough. You could handle it because, you know, I'm sitting here watching this reunion and how everybody's, like what you said, a lot of people are backpedaling. Not everybody. We're going to get to a few castmates that are not your fans. But you know, I think about all that
feeling
time.
Feeling is mutual.
Yeah, I'm sure. that all that time that you weren't on air and you had to be like the villain and how you were tough. You could handle it. I'm sure it was tough for your kids.
You know what? I wasn't. It's so funny because I do give off the impression that I handled it with the greatest of ease.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not tough. I'm smart. I am a scared.
Okay.
I was a scared little girl inside. I come from extreme abuse in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I kept my kids in a bubble.
Okay.
And not in a bubble in a way that it was unhealthy, but I protected them with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I removed myself from what I thought was the most toxic environment that my kids could be in, even though financially at the time I could not afford to do that, with both of them in private school, both of them excelling in all areas of their life, including 8 activities after school a day.
Wow.
For the two of them. And I was a solo parent.
Mm-hmm.
I still am. I mean, it was 18 years.
Yeah.
18 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a newly solo parent when I started this show, but I went through a 6.5-year divorce, so I was solo parenting then, too. So that's included in that.
Mm-hmm.
When someone doesn't show up on a regular basis to help you or to,
you know, parent with you, you're doing it alone.
Yeah.
So with that said, I really wanted it to work. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stay. I kind of needed to stay for real reasons.
For financial reasons, for career reasons.
My kid looked me in the eyes, mm-hmm. begged me to leave.
But your girls said, did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm leaving after this reunion. They were there with me mm-hmm. at the reunion. Mm-hmm. They were nowhere in earshot.
Yeah.
They were standing at the gates, though.
Wow.
Basically at the door of the set, and they were in a quiet room, like a green room.
Mm-hmm.
They could have stayed up in our big suite that mm-hmm. we had, but nope. They wanted to be down close to me, and every time I left that set,
mm-hmm. they were there.
They would come with me, surrounded by about 50 security, of walking through the casinos at the Borgata, and, you know, Andy at one point chasing me. It was very cute. It was like a scene I like to make kind of, like, light of, because literally, you hear me say in this year's reunion, they tore down the sound wall last time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah. Yes,
that?
I do.
I'm going to tear
with you and Dolores. Well, you know,
well,
I never.
It was Lucilla that pulled the. Lucilla D'Agostino is the, you know, she's my executive.
Okay.
She, who discovered me 12 years ago. She's Sirens Media Group.
Mm-hmm.
She forgot to take off her headpiece
and wow.
her big headphones.
Uh-huh.
And when I left the set at this huge set and was walking out into the Borgata, she took the whole sound wall with her.
Wow.
So that's a little gift for you. Nobody knows that except
wow.
for Lucilla and I laugh about it all the time.
Wow, that's an exclusive right there.
Yeah. She literally took the whole wall down, and while we were upstairs in my suite after she chased me through the whole entire, you know, casino.
Yeah, because you left and you didn't want to come back.
She laid down on the couch upstairs mm-hmm. and she went, "Oh my God, it's only 7:45 a.m.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow. Well, it's something that I didn't really realize, because there was a lot of drama as to why you left. And a lot of times people said, oh, you got fired. And I remember thinking, no Danielle's way too good TV to be fired. They want her back. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Every single year, except for season 3,
mm-hmm.
which I wasn't in talks with anybody. I wasn't talking to anyone. Mm-hmm. I was angry, and I was a little bit hurt by the way I was treated. But I didn't want to react by throwing people under the bus like Bravo. It wasn't thought out well enough. So I had to figure out what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, this is in no way, shape, or form anybody's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let it ride, let it play out. As I said when I left, all of you will expose one another in time.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove myself.
And that's kind of what happened.
I knew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I knew I could raise my daughters, and I knew the universe and God and all the powers that be would make sure I provided for them, and they were given everything that they were supposed to have in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I did so
yeah.
without, you know, the housewives to rely on, and I raised them both brilliantly. I mean, when I say brilliantly, I mean literally.
And then
summa cum laude is a big thing to graduate.
Yeah, so your daughter just
GPA.
Graduated with a 4.0 from
maintaining it with 21 credits.
Amazing. I mean, that's huge. I saw that. I'm like, you've done well by your kids. I mean, for your mm-hmm. daughter to graduate
you should check out my Instagram. All of her credits and her president's, you know, her honors, I put up a swipe left.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at all the photos, and it was a repost
wow.
because I posted it in 2016 when she graduated.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
I gave an update on what she's doing and where she is.
So you were able to raise your kids quietly, privately, without this crazy yep. housewife drama. Now that you're back on, you're kind of getting vindicated by everything that you're doing.
Yeah, time needed to heal.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even though I was asked back in season 4, and I almost came to the union so I could be on season 5, and we were in the 11th hour, I apologized to Andy a million times. I said, I couldn't walk in there to the same atmosphere. I felt like they were all just sitting on the edge of their seat waiting like a dog with a bone. Like they just were going to tear into me again. And I had a little post-traumatic.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure.
know, I still did when I came back this season, all these seasons later, but it had to be who I knew it would be, and mm-hmm. that would be Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa
would want to be, you know, friends with me, and I needed her
Support. I didn't need her validation. What I needed was her to understand our journey together is nowhere near complete.
Yeah.
And who knows if it ever will be. I'm a friend.
Yeah.
And I'm not a friend that people walk away from. My friendships are still very private, but I have friends for over 40 years. You don't have friends for 40 years and be what they made me look like I was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Inspiring conversations on lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. This is Glamier with Dr. Tabitha Amir.
Let's talk about today's the reunion now. First of all, you and Teresa are friends now. How did that happen? I mean, we got to see it on TV, but what happened behind the scenes? Because you guys must have talked a little
and
bit.
And how was that for the viewers? Do you think that that was like a great experience to see two people like Teresa and I come full circle?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm really glad you asked me that because I do have very, very strong opinion on that. I thought when hell freezes over, you guys would be friends, right? And that's what I thought. And then to see you guys rekindle your friendship. And the best part about it is you got to meet each other where you were at in your life at that moment. She went through some hell. You've kind of gone through your own struggles. And to forgive the past and just move forward. I appreciated that as opposed to trying to rehash everything that happened to try and get you guys to agree on who was right and who was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Never even, that's great to hear because we never, ever once even had that thought, let alone say it out loud.
Because
she literally is like, I love Teresa. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Melissa too, and I'm in love with Margaret, but Teresa and I have a history of 12 years.
Yeah.
People don't see that.
Mm-mm.
They don't realize it because, you know, the big mouth over there on the other couch with, you know, half of her dress missing from her chest. I'm just going to put it that way. It just keeps, you know, attacking.
We're talking about
attention.
Dolores, because Dolores is also close to Teresa. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd want a friend to be that kind of close to me because she's friends with Caroline and she's friends with Jacqueline, who are nemesis, and she's also very, very publicly friends with Kim D.
So you don't think somebody could be friends with your enemies and be your friend?
I think they can be.
Oh, you
but
do?
I don't think that you should ever judge the fact that I'm friends with Teresa.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. So what you're saying is let
her
be friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit narcissistic if you ask me.
Yeah,
so, it's also hypocritical and... How dare you accuse me of all the things that you've accused me of, but let alone being in Teresa's life for any other reason except for the fact that I care about her, and I always have.
Yeah.
Always.
And then, so that whole thing with Dolores is interesting because she's close to Teresa. She feels that you have ulterior motives to coming back into Teresa's life, and we definitely got to see a lot of that. What do you think about this whole, there's a little part that happened there where you're, and I'm saying this with a preface that I don't believe it, but there was something about drugs brought up, and it wasn't. Yeah. I don't like when things are...
I out loud what really happened, but
I know.
I'll be honest with you. On the trip to Milan, there's video. Oh, my God, I'm going to get in so much trouble. There's... You know, they film us on the plane getting off. You see me on the curbside, and I wasn't dropped off curbside. And I'm like, well, that's not so much curbside. You know, I made a little note to that. So people don't realize that was us getting dropped off to go onto the plane. But the whole crew is with us. We're being filmed on the plane as well. And two people were passed out and drooling on their little tables. And when I asked them, how did you sleep? Like, I can't sleep. I'm walking around. You know, I can't get comfortable because it's just, it's not comfortable and it's a long flight. And I have, you know, arthritis plus I have back trouble and blah, blah, blah. I don't feel sorry for myself. It's just like, how do you pass out on your food table or whatever you call that little table that you pull out? They're like, well, we dropped a couple of Xanax.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that the pot calling the kettle? Malak.
Yeah. Who said that?
Oh, Dolores.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is Dolores said
that,
and then
there's nothing wrong with Xanax. I just don't take it, and not for nothing.
Uh-huh.
If I'm 55 years old, mm-hmm. do I look like I do drugs?
No.
Does my skin give any telltales that that might even be possible?
No.
Do my teeth look intact? And these are my teeth, not veneers like Dolores. These are my teeth. Mine.
We got
55.
The teeth coming out here.
Than her.
Yeah.
55.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Think we really need to always consider the source.
Yeah.
Especially when diarrhea is flying everywhere.
Well, I think it's a bad idea.
Diarrhea, because it's so applicable in so many forms, and I think I've used it over the years a little too many times, but that's okay.
Well, the thing that I kind of appreciate about you is you can take a situation like that and immediately stand up for yourself, because if for somebody to just kind of say, hey, I think something might be wrong with Danielle, I don't know, maybe it's drugs, and just say that so casually on a national TV, that's really damning for anyone's character. So
I don't think she made herself look good, and I don't think she made any friends, and I don't think she got any fans out of that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the fake accounts that she may create may love her for that, but I don't see anybody else jumping on her bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. She don't gotta like me. She really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell her one thing to her face, or even now, you do have to be civilized towards me.
Yeah.
I will command that.
Yeah. You won't allow people to disrespect you. You never really have. I mean, that I've seen.
Oh, hell no. No. I mean, and you know, like, you want to bark at me like a prison guard, and no offense, just, you know, back down a little bit.
Yeah.
She even did that to Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about that at the Posh thing,
yeah.
At the Posh fashion
yeah.
show. She got right in Melissa's face. She's like, are you really getting in my face?
Mm-hmm.
That is who Dolores Catania is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything that everyone else hasn't seen. I'm just pointing it out so people look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
like,
they have no trouble pointing out things for me
for you.
To be looked at.
And for the past, 10 years, yeah. same. You've been,
well,
you've been
you know,
looked at
and
it.
It's funny because mm-hmm. she'll point out things from the seasons past. She wasn't there. How do you fucking know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you fucking know what happened? You weren't there. You weren't asked to be on the Housewives, and I know that pisses you off,
mm-hmm.
but don't take it out on me.
Sometimes I don't, you know, and I don't know anyone's ulterior motives, but sometimes people attack the one that everybody's talking about because it gives them more airtime.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm used to that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a reality veteran for, 12 years
yeah.
now. And I'm used to getting in a room with people and saying, okay, well, the new one's going to attack me.
What about your friendship with Kim D now? Because we got to see her. She comes on. She's always a source of controversy. The things flying back between Kim D and Teresa. Is Kim D a madam? Because I want to know. Because
I agree with Teresa. I think she suits that. I think it fits her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of weird that all of her friends are in their 20s, you know.
Yeah.
My daughter is. And her friends are what I would consider like my daughters. I don't consider them like my girlfriends.
Yeah.
But that's what she has that she hangs out with.
Yeah.
Our 20-year-olds. And,
that's
you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't have anything really nice to say about Kim D.
Got it. Well,
I put her on there,
uh-huh.
and I feel like she used me. And I also feel like, you know, she has some apologizing to do, but, you know, God is good. God
yeah.
is great.
Well, listen, I never thought you and Teresa would be friends again, and here you are, so you never know. But I do want to talk about what's next with you.
Oh,
because
no, I don't hang out with people that are dangerous.
No,
yeah.
That's a firm, hard, solid no to Kim D.
Solid, hard no.
Okay, all right.
Well, never happening.
You heard it here. You heard it here. Yeah, it's she's controversial, and that whole thing about her being a madam, allegedly. I just thought, whoa, this I'm gonna get the popcorn out for the rest of this.
Yeah.
Well, Danielle, what's going on next for you now? Like, you just wrapped the season, the reunion's playing. It's really good. You look great. Your kids are doing well. What's next for you? Are you coming back on? Are we gonna see more of you? Is there other things that you're planning?
Well, I think we have one more Secrets Revealed episode mm-hmm. that's next week. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll give a little more information as to what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a significant other in my life, and you know, Marty Caffrey, he made a couple appearances on the show this season.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I was brought on as a friend. I wasn't even a full-time cast, but it didn't feel that way.
It didn't feel that way.
No. But which was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the masses in the cast love me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that are important love me. So yeah. Melissa, Teresa, Margaret, and myself, I mean, I'm fine with that. Even if they're friends with, you know, Siggy and Dolores, I don't care. I was very nice to both Siggy and Dolores. And I think Dolores and I stand a chance.
Yeah.
So,
well, there you have
it. You know, she's going to have to, like, stand down a little bit from the whole, I mean, and no offense.
Just take it easy. Tone it down a
little
bit.
They really are wonderful.
Yeah.
And they protect us. They serve us. But she's a mom now.
Yeah.
She's a housewife. She's no longer a police officer. She needs to stop acting like one.
What do you think about Siggy leaving? She's announced that she's not coming back. And what are your thoughts about that?
Bye, bitch.
Okay. Tell us how you really feel, Danielle.
You know what's funny is I knew Siggy for about 10 years,
mm-hmm.
but only as an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
I met her. She invited me to a few of her events. We had the same publicist. So I would go and bring the housewife's name through me
mm-hmm.
and to her book signing or one of her book launches, a launching, not a signing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to a signing, but, you know, and I participated. I thought she was lovely. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Never once considered having her help me as a matchmaker or whatever it is that she was trying to do
mm-hmm.
Because I didn't vibe her in a professional way, but I vibed her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that she was really sweet, had a lot of energy, and I kind of liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited about getting to know her better.
Mm-hmm.
And she flip-flopped so much. And I think that because of my friendship with Margaret being so on the fast track and so much love between us, and I just don't think she liked that. And she wanted me to not be so close to her, and then she would have been friends with me. But I'll be honest with you, I just don't think that she's a bad person. I don't think she's cut out for this.
Yeah. I think we got to see a totally different side of her this season that I didn't even understand myself. I've met her. I think she's lovely. I just didn't understand this season. There was a lot of, I don't even know what to call it, a lot of anger and animosity, and I really don't know this person that they showed this season, the Siggy.
Yeah, it was a little unstable,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with
mm-hmm.
you. I mean, I would speak to her face-to-face, and then when the cameras would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'd talk on the phone, it would be fine. And then all of a sudden, the cameras would start rolling, and I call it the red light special,
mm-hmm.
because that's when really everybody kind of like overreacts to everything. It's like, just forget the cameras are there. Just be you.
Yeah.
Act like we're having a conversation. For God's sakes, you don't have to. The world is not going to buy your script.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is they're going to buy the truth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You need to validate yourself by just being present in the moment.
Exactly.
Stop talking about the cake. Stop talking about the Hitler comment. I mean, it just really didn't need to be so over the top. And even the reunion was exhausting.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
it was so
exhausting.
Exhausting. At one point, you see my face, but, you know, I'm literally like just clenching my jaw because I'm like, can somebody please? I just wanted to go over and put my hand over her mouth very, very, very gently.
And be like, shush.
And see Siggy, whisper in her, Siggy, please, 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 I beg you, please, for your children, stop talking.
Well, I think that is probably a good thing that she's not coming back, because I think knowing when to say when is a good idea. And especially it's a tough season. It's a tough show, I think.
It is tough. I mean, it's not an easy, it's not for everybody. Reality mm-hmm. TV is a special breed of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said it.
I think Dolores could do it well.
Mm-hmm.
I think she could do it better without Siggy. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But she better aim her fire someplace else.
Yeah.
Let's see, you know, Teresa's brilliant, Melissa's brilliant,
mm-hmm.
Margaret, the newcomer, I was just like, wow,
Yeah, she can hold her. She can hold her own. She doesn't even seem like a newbie. She seems like a veteran. Mm-hmm. She could handle herself.
Oh, she fits right in. I love it. And plus, she's just a smart, savvy businesswoman. And she has been a businesswoman and had the Macbeth collection since 1999. So I admire her and her strength and her tenacity and her mouth. Mm-hmm. Her mouth is incredible. Like the way she just like,
she could be a litigator
right back at it.
Real Housewives of Bellevue. I think I heard her say that.
Amazing. Amazing.
She's great.
She's got the one iconic one-liners. I mean, I thought I held them all.
No,
but
she's good.
She's good.
I have to tell you though, it's really, you know, kind of cool to see you come back on, and pretty awesome too, because you were vindicated. I think that we all got to understand you a little bit better. We all got to see things through a clear set of eyes. As to, you know, it's just got to be fascinating for you to think about all these people that are like, wait, what did she do wrong? Because it was just so clear this season that we weren't looking at things as clearly when you were going through it the first time around. So
and I hope, like, if this does anything, and I don't count on it happening, but I would like it to happen, that, you know, the viewers and the, you know, the mega fans out there just understand that not everything is as it may seem to be.
Well, I think that they see that more clearly this season with you. And I hope to see
think
it.
About my kids and how against all odds, you know, they're thriving in life.
They're
but
killer
how much
students.
Work that had to be for me as a mom to keep them safe.
Yeah. Keep them safe and sane and mentally healthy, because that's a lot. You might be able to handle it, but sometimes you probably were like, my kids have to watch me suffer, and that's some stuff that I remember
too.
That
was the hardest part for them.
Yeah.
And the bouts of depression that I went through and the sadness that I went through from just the harshness of the whole thing. But then I would tell them, listen, we know and we trust in the universe. Mm-hmm. And there are no other options. You can't think about something you don't want to bring about. So I would always have positive notes for them on their mirrors when they'd wake up. Mm-hmm. I would always make sure that their hearts were safe and happy, and that they knew how beautiful and important they are in life, and that nobody can talk down to them unless they give them permission.
And I think that's a really great lesson for all of us to learn. And I appreciate that. And I commend you for being, you know, strong and smart and sticking to it and coming back and proving everybody wrong. And I'm excited to see what happens, you know, down the line from here, and to watch more of you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited about it too. I hope Bravo gives us all that wish, you know, because I've definitely missed everybody. Yeah. I've missed the ride, and, you know, I'm happy to be back on it, so to speak.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more of you, Danielle, and I'm looking forward to it. And so, you know, and thank you for being honest and telling me a little fun tidbits that I didn't know before, and kind of explaining more about what you had to go through after the first few seasons to kind of get your life and your kids on track and coming back and killing it. So good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I do want to say, you know, a big shout out to Luchilla and Sirens Media, because, and Andy, we spoke at least once or twice a week for the past 7 years. Mm. They never dropped contact with me, ever.
Yeah.
And if I reached out, they answered their phone. Always.
There you go.
And so I do appreciate that. And that's why when I said, when I came back on Watch What Happens Live and Andy, with the doorbell ring, the open of the season, and it was me, and I said, when Daddy welcomes you home, you know?
Yeah.
Because I really do. I love him. That's a 12-year relationship right there.
They were just waiting for you to be ready. So there you have it. And you're ready, and you're back.
The universe, all of us have to collide at some point.
Danielle, it's been really, really great talking to you. I hope to get you back on again, talk about fun stuff that you're going to be doing the next season.
Thank you so much, honey. Anytime you can have me.
You got it.
Anytime.
All right, girl.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
All
Bye.
Right. Take care, honey. Bye. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.